Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, January 13. Coming up, Craft Development Institute to be established, Boundary Bill to be tabled in Parliament, and Industry Minister commits to expand business opportunities for local companies. The details after the break.
Entrepreneurs, if you live in an NHT scheme and have a big business idea, or if you own a business you want to take off, then enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge. Get business training, mentorship, and a chance to win a share of over $10 million in business development awards. That's the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge. Deadline is January 20, 2017. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Now the news. The government will be partnering with the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts to establish a Craft Development Institute, CDI. The facility is scheduled to be completed by September 2018. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says work on what is to be the first institute for craft development in Jamaica will begin this year. Mr. Bartlett says the government will also undertake the construction of two artisan villages in Falmouth, Trelawney and Oterio, St. Anne this year. The villages, which will be designed to provide a merchandising facility for tourism partners already supplying craft products, as well as new providers from the CDI, will also be marketed to visitors as a must-see attraction.
What we are doing is to create the capacity to expand the range and diversity of indigenous products while providing a marketing outlet, an appropriate marketing facility.
The establishment of the Craft Development Institute and the Artisan Villages is in line with a push by the government to cater more effectively to cruise ship passengers as well as other tourists. Cabinet has given approval for a bill to be tabled in Parliament detailing how the boundaries of local government municipalities are to be altered. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says the bill, which dictates the relationship between the municipalities and the municipal corporations, will be tabled by local government minister Desmond Mackenzie.
Specific consideration are to be given to how boundaries of the city municipality are to be altered, that councillors elected to a city municipality within a parish shall not sit on the municipal corporation of the parish. Third, amendment of the Local Government Act 2016 and the Public Health Act of 1985 to designate a city municipality as the local board of health for its jurisdiction. And fourthly, amendment of the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Act of 2016 to provide for the allocation of funds to a directly elected mayor.
Senator Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing earlier this week. He further notes that cabinet has approved the relocation of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, the offices of the Board of Supervision and the headquarters of the Jamaica Fire Brigade to 61 Hagley Park Road, Kingston 10. The Ministry of Transport and Mining will build two new Island Traffic Authority ITA offices in Maypen, Clarendon and Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland in short order. This was announced by Portfolio Minister Mike Henry at the recent launch of the pilot of the ITA Vehicle Management System.
I'm fully aware of issues also surrounding the conditions of the Island Traffic Authority. We have had delays in putting in place some of the Island Traffic outlets. We're going to be speeding up much of that. And I'm happy to announce that motorists in Clarendon and Westmoreland will soon have new facilities built in Maypen and Savannah Lamar, which has been long overdue.
Minister Henry also indicated that improvements and upgrades are to be made to existing ITA facilities across the island. Meanwhile, the minister says the merger of the ITA and the Transport Authority announced last year should be completed in the next 6 months. And Industry Minister Carl Samuda says the government is committed to expanding business opportunities for local companies by opening up new markets and removing unnecessary barriers. He says by making it easier for businesses to access the export market, the administration is signaling its intention to pursue all available avenues, locally and internationally, to meet its economic growth targets. He says while there's much to be achieved, the conditions are right to build a strong and stable economy. Minister Samuda was speaking at the launch of the Jamaica International Exhibition trade show in Montego Bay, St. James, earlier this week. The Jamaica International Exhibition will be held from June 1 to 4 at the Montego Bay Convention Center. The exhibition, dubbed the biggest trade show in the region, will see more than 600 buyers and suppliers from the Caribbean, North and South America, Canada, China, the United Kingdom, and other parts of Europe, offering business opportunities to manufacturers and other stakeholders. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.